17 years ago, when John Hedden began coaching wrestling in Sitka, he was about 30 years old, and it was easy for him to get down on the ground and wrestle with the team members. But after a while, well, let's just say he got further away from 30.
You know, I think I separated a shoulder, broke my thumb, and had one other, you know, relatively minor but significant injury that year that I was like, you know, I don't know if I still want to wrestle with him anymore. So I kind of stepped back from that. That was about maybe 8 or 9 years ago, I guess, and stuff. So
still, during this particular practice, Hedden is out there on the mat describing moves and even jumping in once in a while to demonstrate.
And I want to come to this position. Remember, if I can't get laces down, I can cheat a little and get my side of my foot down. Now,
Hedden is not the only coach in his household. His wife, Cheryl, just retired as one of the coaches of the school's drama, debate, and forensics team. She says it's amazing to see how the wrestlers respond to her husband's coaching from the sidelines.
I've seen him say just the tiniest little thing, like move your hip or change your left leg 3 inches or something, and they'll do it, and the whole physics of the situation changes.
Get under that arm! Get under that arm! There you go! Break it down!
I feel like I'm out there almost, and I guess you get a... It's just you're out there, and it's just like...
Sympathy stress.
Right, exactly. Well, that's exactly it. It's sympathy stress.
And he says it carries over into other parts of his life.
I wake up in the middle of the night wrestling matches where I'm actually in the match, and I hope that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, at least he's not wrestling me, but...
Again, Cheryl Hedden.
He is definitely thinking about the team, about how he can help the boys improve, and he's always, during the season, he's got it on his mind full time, that's for sure.
He's kind of like the uncle, like, you know, Hank the cool uncle, but...
Cam O'Neill is a senior on the team this year.
He's there coaching, but at the same time, he's kind of like your family. Like, it's never, like, with coaches, you go and talk about, like baseball or something, the sport activity, but with Hedden, you can talk about anything. He's there to, he'll talk to you about just about whatever's on your mind, and so, yeah, it's good.
You guys call him Hedden? Just the last name?
Yeah.
That's another senior, Max Hansen. He and O'Neill both earned first place in their weight at the regional tournament last weekend. O'Neill at 112 pounds, Hansen at 140. Part of Hedden's job applies to helping his team improve on the mat, but like any sport or activity, being a coach is sometimes about more than wrestling.
I certainly hope that they grow emotionally. I've always said I can't think of any sport that more mimics life. I mean, it's a lot of hard work. We have a saying in wrestling, we don't call it a fun, and it's not a game. We don't play it. And you can't really do that. And that's kind of like life. You know, you sit there and you work really hard, and you get these few moments of glory, and that's what it is. And so, you know, I try to tell them, that's what wrestling is. If you stick this out, you're going to know anything that comes through your life right now, you can do it because you've wrestled.
Do you see them translating those skills into their everyday lives? I mean, do you?
It's hard to say now. To me, it's more of a skill that's going to come out, you know, when they're 20 or 30 years old or something. And, you know, when something gets tough, you know, there are things.
But somebody who was a senior your first year coaching is now 35.
Yes, I've seen, yes, and I have. And one of the, you ask what I enjoy, one of the things I really enjoy is I have these guys coming back, you know, and they'll come into the room and stuff, and they'll say, you saw, I mean, there was one earlier, just when you came in earlier this evening, that was one of former wrestler. He's actually college age now coming in. And
he's talking about Ryder Torgerson, who graduated in 2009. Torgerson went 44-2 in his senior season. He says Hedden gets worked up during the meets, but never without a purpose, and always, always with the goal of encouraging his team.
Maybe there's a bum call or a close call by a ref that he doesn't agree with. You know he's going to be up right away, just arguing until his lips turn blue. Just always has your back. You know, it's always going to be there for you.
There you go. Capture. Hey, stretch it forward. Stretch it. Get that arm in deep. Deeper. Get that arm in deeper.
At the beginning of our interview, Hedden admitted that he's a little embarrassed by the attention he's receiving, that it's about the kids and the parents and the sport, not the coach. He says he's been a consistent coach, but that he wouldn't call himself great. But when he reflects on leaving the team, you can tell he certainly had a great time.
He choke up a little, you know, you think about it. I'm about to do it now, you know, thinking about not going to practice anymore is a big thing. So, I mean, you know, that's every day.
Every day. Demonstrating moves, coaching from the sidelines, listening to their concerns and sharing in their successes, and after practice is over, and the towels have been turned in, and the team has all gone home.
So the last job of the evening, doing laundry.
Cleaning up, so they can do it all again tomorrow. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.